Live from KQED News, I'm Danielle Venton. A state trade association is suing California's Energy Commission, alleging that its new oil industry watchdog is rushing through reforms that are meant to prevent spikes in gasoline prices at the pump. KQED senior science editor Kevin Stark reports.
The state has blamed surges in gas prices on refiners not maintaining supply. Regulators have floated the idea of requiring refineries to store a minimum amount of reserve gas. The California Fuels and Convenience Alliance says the state is ramming through the changes, and that could raise prices at the pump and hurt small businesses. The alliance represents distributors, transports, gas stations, and other groups. Energy Commission officials say the oil industry is attempting to obstruct their oversight with the lawsuit. I'm Kevin Stark, KQED News.
The San Francisco Bar Association is calling for the city to protect its judges and their independence. That's after one of them began getting death threats after she sentenced a stabbing suspect to mental health probation rather than prison. KQED's Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez explains.
Daniel Cowich stabbed 94-year-old Ahn Peng Taylor in 2021. Asian American groups are accusing Judge Kay Sennin of giving a free pass to a suspect who harbors anti-Asian hate. The DA's office also says the judge erred. His attorney says he's not racist, but he is mentally ill and in need of treatment. Retired Superior Court Judge Lillian Singh says the attacks on Sennin are driven by politics.
Those who are trying to use the anti-Asian hate sentiment to attack judges are really wrong. They're weaponizing, they're using anti-Asian hate sentiment.
The SF Bar Association is calling for politicians to cool their rhetoric for safety's sake. I'm Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez, KQED News.
Floyd Mitchell, the incoming Oakland police chief, says he hopes to help get the department out of federal oversight. KQED's Juan Carlos Lara has more.
Oakland police have been under the oversight of a federal monitor for 21 years as they implement court-ordered reforms. Those reforms were ordered after a rookie police officer turned whistleblower accused four of his fellow officers of widespread misconduct, including planting evidence, falsifying reports, and assaulting civilians. Most of those reforms have since been enacted, and Mitchell says he hopes to be the chief that closes this chapter in the department's history.
I think it's important not only for the police department, but I think it's important for the healing of this community to say that, you know, we can police ourselves and we can monitor ourselves.
Mitchell is set to start work in late April or early May. I'm Juan Carlos Lara, KQED News.
The Giants open their season on the road in San Diego this afternoon. The A's home opener is tonight at the Coliseum against the Guardians. Their starting pitcher, Alex Wood, has been in the big leagues for 12 seasons, but this is his first opening day start. A's manager Mark Kotze.
Obviously, he's earned this opportunity. I didn't give him anything. This is Alex's opportunity to go out and, you know, lead this rotation. The experience alone obviously will help.
Ticket sales have been slow because of the planned move to Las Vegas. Many fans are planning to boycott the game and stay in the parking lot. City officials are asking the A's to open the parking lots early to avoid a traffic mess. I'm Danielle Venton, KQED News.